producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doesn't get any better than this when it comes to News Talk Radio. We've got the information cornered here. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another hour of the Countdown with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as we go through the charts for the week of January 3rd to the 8th, first full week of January. Let's see how things have changed. Michael's going to go through the top 10 list of items, the stories, if you will, and then the people that seem to be a part of the somewhat non-generic conversation that's going on. A lot of good variety this week, Michael.
Yes, I see that the year 2016 is off and running. Time marches on, as do our mouths, and here we go. This is what's been talked about this past week on talk stations, just like the one our listeners are listening to right now. At number 10, we have National Football League playoffs. I mean, a large segment of the population lives for these next few weekends. At number 9, the People's Choice Awards. At number 8, the Oregon Armed Protesters Standoff. We have the GOP Obamacare repeal legislation happening at number 7. At number 6, we have the North Korea H-bomb claim. At number 5, Chinese stock crash and global markets activity. At number 4, Saudi-Iran diplomatic break and the Shiite-Sunni tensions. At number 3, we have the battle against the Islamic State, otherwise known as ISIS, ISIL, or as you would say, Daesh.
Yes.
At number 2, we have the presidential race. And at number 1, the Obama gun town hall meeting. The people on our survey. At number 10, football star Peyton Manning. At number 9, Dakota Johnson and Sharon Osbourne. Ammon Bundy is at 8. Mike Huckabee and John Kasich share the number 7 spot. Bernie Sanders at number 6. Carly, Ben, and Chris at number 5. Ted, Marco, and Jeb at number 4. The Donald at number 3. Bill and Hill at 2. And Barack Obama at 1. And there it is.
All right, so Bernie Sanders is number 6.
Yes.
Interesting.
All by himself.
Yes, all by himself. I think there's a scenario, and I don't remember whether I laid this on you or not.
You did.
I did lay it on you. Okay,
and I've been thinking about it ever since.
Have you?
It's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I don't know that it was my idea, but I certainly pass along.
They
for those of you who didn't.
No one will know.
All right, so here's the, let me explain again what Michael and I are talking about. There's a college, I believe it's called Western Illinois State University, that's been in existence since, I think, about the 1840s, 1850s. And one of the things they pride themselves with is their presentation to the students, the opportunity to vote for the next president a year to the day before the election. So every 4 years since they got started, they had a mock election exactly 1 year to the day before the actual election was taking place. So the election was held on November 5th or 6th or whatever it was this past year, and the results were published the first week of December. And by the way, this college, in its straw poll or election or whatever you want to call it, has never been wrong. They have always voted for whoever won in the final election. So the winner this year, or this past year, was Bernie Sanders. And when we were discussing that on the air on my Good Day program, people were laughing at it. Are you kidding? Come on. I think there's a scenario that can be created. But anyway, it is interesting how important social media is. And I wonder if we don't, if in your surveys of what's going on in these talk radio programs with the hosts, do we collectively, do the hosts depend too much now on social media? There's a program that's actually quite good, started by Rusty Humphreys, who has been a pretty successful host around the country over the last, 20 years or so. And he started a program that's all about, I think it's an afternoon show, talk show, but it just focuses on the trends. And I thought that was quite an original idea. What do you think?
I think that you've said an awful lot there. So
yes, I have.
I'm not sure what aspect of your speech you want me to comment on.
All of it.
However, I will say, first of all, part one of your speech is that, of course, Bernie Sanders has a chance to be president, but so does Marco Rubio, so does Ted Cruz, so does Donald Trump, so does Hillary Clinton. It's as Jeb Bush, who is the only one I think doesn't have much of a chance,
no.
Although he does too. Anything can happen because,
yeah.
As they say in sports, they haven't played the game yet.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't played the game. There hasn't been one vote cast. It's all been polls. And when the votes start getting cast, when it starts in Iowa, then it goes to New Hampshire, and then we have Super Tuesday, and all of this defining activity, we will suddenly see the scene, and it'll be probably a little different than people are thinking right now, because what's considered to be reality is really speculation in the hands of pundits, pollsters, and people saying things to pundits and pollsters that they may not really do when it comes to going into the voting booth. So anything could happen. As Jeb Bush said, it's chaos, and we have a lot of chaos candidates. Bernie Sanders could be the next president. It is within, certainly, to use the cliche, the realm of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of talk show hosts using social media too much, I think talk show hosts use social media the same way talk show hosts used to use newspapers and the telephone. It's just the modern tool of communication. And when you mention, you know, Rusty Humphries, and you mention radio show based on internet trends, I don't see any separation between what's being talked about on the internet or what's being talked about in social media as what's talked about on the counter stools at your local donut shop every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the stories being any different. It's
All right.
just a new kind of technology.
Let me ask you, I'm going to put this to you in a different way in a moment. So everybody stand by, if you will, please. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is where we've gone through the stories now. We're going to take out some of the nuance of how they're being discussed and what it is that you pay attention to here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
A few years ago, Los Angeles County decided to ban any throwing, kicking, or rolling of beach balls, footballs, frisbees, or anything larger than 10 inches on all their Pacific Coast beaches. Of course, lifeguards are there to make sure such games do not endanger others. But beyond safety, do we really need government to regulate frisbees? Fortunately, citizens in L.A. looked through the lens of liberty and decided to defend freedom. They took the case to the county commissioners and persuaded them to relax the rules, once again leaving citizens free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness in their own way. We the people can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators' January flooring sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like Gunstock Oak up to 50% off. Plus get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store store near you.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's Winter Clearance Event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first serve. Guitar Center's Winter Clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast release of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more
winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
The Top Radio Countdown.
This is the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I was about to ask you how influential hosts are in the... We've asked this question before about politics, how influential are certain conservative hosts with getting Republicans elected. But I want to go more deeply into some of the things that are issues now or have been in the past year or so, where hosts, I think what I always thought when I started doing this was that we could lead the way, but now I think that there are more followers than leaders. And I guess when you get down to it, it doesn't make any difference whether we are a follower or a leader as long as we're entertaining and people listen. Yes?
Well, those are two factors. One, there's the factor as a broadcaster, as long as people are listening and advertising is being sold, you're fulfilling your function as a professional broadcaster. In terms of those who view life through a political lens, there's the aspect of influence and how much influence you have. Quite often you can have a lot of influence but fail as a broadcaster, and quite often you can be an incredibly successful broadcaster and have little influence. So that's something that exists that isn't always reflected in terms of mainstream news coverage of our medium. But I would say that there are mostly followers today and very few leaders on any level, including in the political ruling class. Everybody is obsessed with polls, which way the wind is blowing, and what will the results be of what I say, as opposed to I'm going to say what I think and who cares. Even Bernie Sanders is a very clever strategist, as evidenced by how he has changed the conversation to be a battle between him and Trump. He is siphoning off of Trump's mystique right now and atmosphere better than anybody else in the race.
Well,
he's
somebody
doing
has,
what Jeb Bush should be doing.
Well, but Jeb Bush has nothing in common with Donald Trump. In fact, Bernie Sanders, you listen or watch him, he and the issues that he's discussing, not all of them, but many of them that are popular with younger voters especially, are the pretty much same issues that Trump is talking about. Not
well,
necessarily with the same solutions.
Don't be fooled by that. Bernie Sanders is the exact opposite of Trump. He's making it appear, it's an amazing sleight of hand, he's making it appear to those that are not, shall we say, that politically astute but operate more emotionally and in broad strokes concepts, that there's a similarity. But if you really break down what they stand for and what would happen if they were elected president, if in fact they do what they say they would do, it's 180 degrees opposite between Bernie Sanders and Trump, which is why Sanders is so clever in making it appear to the Trump enthusiasts that he and Trump have a lot in common.
You know, it's interesting how we can think that they actually can do what they want to do when in fact they can't. Each president, though, is given usually one chance to go out on his or her own. With Bush, it was Iraq. And with Obama, it was affordable health care. Both of them were miserable failures, and yet, but they got it through. They pushed it on their own, and now you know there are a lot of people.
I don't believe George W. Bush was the spearhead of the second invasion of Iraq. I believe that Bush was a puppet of those around him.
Rumsfeld, Cheney, that bunch, you mean?
Oh, there's no question in my mind that Cheney was running that operation.
Yeah.
And there's no question in my mind, and I've said this before, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, that almost every president is really a puppet
of some type of
a force that we don't see.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 21 after on the countdown.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison on the most influential talk radio program on the weekend around the country. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has done a great new series of podcasts that are in-depth overviews of a lot of people that are important, not necessarily just talk hosts, but people that are important in the world of talk, or certainly can be. One of the things that we sort of talk about, it's an ancillary impact, but yet it's there, Michael. The washing away of the good old seasoned hosts and not having new ones coming in. We were talking about what is influential, who's influential here, how it works. If people don't have a solid basis in things and they talk about a lot of different topics, are they less valuable? Do you think is their opinion less valuable if they aren't known for being either right or left or connected to some military or some money company? I mean, how do you know what a person's credibility rating ought to be?
Well, it's very difficult when you don't have a lot of opportunity to work your way up through the ranks in media. Used to be reporters and talk show hosts and radio personalities worked at small operations and small markets, gained reputations, gained wisdom, gained experience, and moved up, 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 up. By the time they got to the big time, they had a track record. That's not happening anymore. What's happening is big corporate media wants celebrities immediately, immediate response. So they quite often people are stepping down to radio or stepping down to newspapers or journalism from places where they had failed, maybe as a movie star, maybe as a TV celebrity, maybe as a reality show celebrity. I mean, Trump is stepping down to be president, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We're doing that. If Trump gets elected president, that syndrome will have wound up taking place in one of the most important processes in the country.
Are you saying that will help?
The president by personality.
Well, we've had that sort of Bill Clinton got elected over George Bush because he was younger and smarter and hipper, and he came across as affable and likable.
He was a governor.
Yeah, he was before.
Yeah.
But Bush was a seasoned politician as well. It just seemed like Clinton was there at every turn. And is that the same for anybody that we've got here today that we're looking at to be the next leader of the free world?
Well, if you remember that during the primary back in the election of 1992, I'm trying to get my years straight, people like Mario Cuomo, who were considered the front runners, decided they weren't going to run against George H.W. Bush because he couldn't be beaten. So they were going to sit it out, and you had what was called by the media the Seven Dwarves. You had people like Jerry Brown. You had people like Al Gore, people like Bill Clinton, people like Paul Tsongas running for the Democratic nomination, and they were considered lightweights. Of course, when you get elected, you're now the man. And Bill Clinton did it. He came out of nowhere because he had made an impressive speech at the convention 4 years earlier. I believe that was the case, or was it Cuomo?
Yeah. I think it was Clinton. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, how do you think Obama came on the scene? He made an impressive speech.
Yeah.
It's always interesting to see who they put in that's an unknown politician who makes a fire and brimstone big impressive speech. That person often goes on to become the nominee in the future. It's all strategy.
That's the hierarchy of the parties trying to control what happens, and in many instances they're successful at doing that, so it becomes about them and not about the public and about the way the country is run. Unfortunately for them at this point in time, that's not the case this go around, because most of the Republican hierarchy thinks that Trump is anathema, but yet his numbers keep growing, in fact, among certain strong segments in the Republican Party. So
huge crisis for the party leaders.
Yeah, it is. Well, but it shows you what, again, I think it's clear in a great conversation item on the radio is to see where their real loyalty is. Republicans are not interested in them in helping the voters. They're interested in helping themselves and their organization. Same can be said for the Democrats. 28 minutes past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now 33 past the hour as we continue influencing the thinkers, the movers, the shakers, people that love News Talk Radio, overviewing the charts, the stories for the week of January 3rd to the 8th. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. The focus on the individual radio stations. We tend to, I think, pay a lot of attention to syndicated hosts, which is a phenomenon that's been around. People say, oh, that's something new. No, it isn't. It's been around for a long, long time, as long as radio. As a matter of fact, the biggest shows when the radio actually got popular were all national shows, weren't they? They weren't.
Yeah, well, the national networks were like the television networks. There was no TV.
Right.
So you had major programs that were the national shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Arthur Godfrey comes to mind. Arthur Godfrey was probably bigger than Rush Limbaugh in his day.
Yep. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, those shows, McNeil's Breakfast Club. Huge.
Yeah, right. So then we get around to thinking about the impact of the local radio stations. I'm thinking about an affiliate of this program. KMMS is a radio station that is in Montana, and they shape local issues. They have a lot of news on their website. They are interested in being involved in the community. And so I wondered about the phenomenon of the website. We were talking earlier about content and whether we're driven too much by things that are easy to get information from rather than our own curious mind doing a little work and research. But I wonder, to the success of a good news talk radio station, how important is the website, do you think, these days? And how much time do you spend writing and reporting on it in Talkers Magazine?
Well, the website, you mean radio, terrestrial radio, AM and FM radio's relationship with the digital world is the primary issue that 20th century media is dealing with. Not only radio, television deals with it, newspapers deal with it. How do you take the specialness, the iconic positioning of a radio station, TV station, a newspaper, a magazine of the 20th century, and use the assets of the digital era without giving up that special magic that gatekeeper-oriented special media had back in the 20th century? That is the number one challenge facing broadcasting today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be making a speech in Europe in March to the world radio community about that very issue.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the issue. That's the key issue facing the media industry, is transitioning from the 20th century to the 21st century without losing the speciality of 20th century media.
Wow. That sounds cool.
Not turning it all into utilitarian, you know, like everybody owning a telephone. Mm-hmm. Or everybody having a postage stamp. There always has been social media. It just hasn't been as powerful as it is now. The telephone was social media. Writing a letter was social media. Standing at the backyard fence or going to a town meeting was social media. So there always has been this thing called social media. It just hasn't been as powerful, as electric, as instantaneous, as ubiquitous, as accessible as it is today.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just the frustration many of us feel is that there's so many great things to talk about, and we seem to be focused narrowly on what's just in terms of politics, what's going on, although that we've said that here many times. That's changing a bit. There are a lot of individual shows. And,
well, yeah.
And one wonders if the Dave Ramsey movement grows. Not, I mean, his brand and his status has certainly changed, and he's worked very hard at it, and he deserves every bit of success, in my opinion, that he's had. And there are a lot of other people who are coming from these areas that now see that people are interested more than just in politics. And I think that the point I was trying to make earlier, asking about local stations and their websites, if they sometimes risk being too political. Is there such a thing as being too political?
No, there isn't. It's just only one option, though. You see, we've talked about this before. You're still thinking in terms of there's a limited number of channels out there, so we should be having more variety on each channel. The fact is, the change going into the 21st century is that each channel specializes. And it's not that everybody's being political. Political talk radio is being political, just like sports talk radio is sports. You wouldn't go to a sports station and say, you should be talking about relationships, you should be talking about gardening, you should be talking about money. No, they talk about sports. And political news talk radio, a format that's evolved over the last quarter century since the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine, specializes in politics. What my complaint is that there aren't enough people out there mining the opportunity of subject matter for specialty shows and formats that would have listeners and sponsors that they're not doing because they think everything should be politics, and that's where they make the mistake.
So that's a media thing. I mean, sorry, it's a management thing, not a talent thing.
Oh, totally a management thing. Mm-hmm. Totally. Absolutely. There's talent out there for every subject in the world.
I think some of the things that are fascinating to listen to, the conversations about travel, you wouldn't get that much on a Monday through Friday program. I'm fascinated with travel. And that's just one of the things. If you, we've relegated a lot of that stuff to the weekends, though, whereas it might be more satisfying to have it as part of the general conversation on a Monday through Friday basis.
Well, yeah. But, you know, again, everything falls into place. I mean, there's a little bit of everything on everything. Otherwise, it becomes very, very boring. I mean, you can't talk politics unless you talk sociology, unless you talk culture. You can't talk...
But are the hosts around today that stimulating that they can actually dig around? The Dennis Prager's of the world, who is, I believe, for my money, Dennis is a Los Angeles host who also is on the Salem Radio Network, is one of the most profound thinkers on the radio, yet he can communicate his thoughts in a way that people grasp.
Well, his bent is theology and spirituality.
Yeah.
But he's still a secular news talker, political news talker. Mm-hmm. But everybody brings their own little aspect to it. You're a family farmer. You bring a little bit of the agricultural industry
yep.
here and there into what you do.
Sure do.
I'm interested in sports and media theory and, science. So if I were doing a daily show, you'd hear a lot of science. You'd hear a lot of philosophy. And I would still talk about Donald Trump and Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let me go back to something you said a few minutes ago that fascinated me. You were talking about being invited to and speaking at a conference in Europe about talk radio. Explain to the folks.
About radio.
Radio in general. Okay.
Right.
But can we zoom in and sort of narrow in on news talk radio, conversation radio in Europe or around the rest of the world? Has it taken off? Is it as important in Europe, in Asia, in the Middle East, South America as it is here?
The answer is yes and no. It has taken off. It is important. It just is different. The freedom of speech we have in this country, the First Amendment we have in this country, is something extremely uniquely American. Even in our greatest allies, such as the UK, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, in terms of English-speaking places, they do not have freedom of speech on the level that we do here. That's the basis of it. And secondly, we are not a polite culture. These other cultures are far more polite than America.
Yeah, I'm thinking, as you said that, of James Whale, who's a friend of mine who does a talk radio program in England. He will bill himself. I think you've met him and we've talked to him.
Yes, I have.
He bills himself as the Howard Stern of England. For heaven's sake, I laughed at him. He and I are friends. The first time I ever met him, and he said that. I looked at him. I said, "You, what are you?" But the audience in England buys it because they kind of know who Howard Stern is and think, "Okay, well, this guy is pretty raucous. I mean, he can be outrageous in a simple way, but he's no Howard Stern." Mm-hmm. But yet that's what the audience buys, and that's as rough as it gets over there. Although a lot of times, I think things in England especially can get really rough when it comes to politics.
It gets rough, but they're very polite.
Mm-hmm.
My distinguished friend from north of Wales, you twit.
You hypocrite.
It's amazing. You ever watch Prime Minister Time on CNN?
Yes.
On C-SPAN?
C-SPAN, yeah.
Yeah. They insult the hell out of each other,
they
do it so civilly.
And they do. Here, here. Mr. But they all sit around while the Prime Minister or whoever the leaders of the parties are. It is a good take. If any of you get a chance to see it on C-SPAN, it's a great take.
It's almost something. It's like out of a Monty Python movie.
Yeah.
You know who was great? Thatcher was great at dealing with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she was. There's something about, and maybe this is what broadens us to what goes on in the rest of the world. I'm thinking of our friend Valerie Geller and David Hall, who's also, these are two people that you don't know, folks, but they're both consultants in our business, and they've both been very successful. Interestingly enough, David Hall in Los Angeles and Valerie in New York, running very successful radio stations, and so they branched out to be consultants to talk radio stations and companies in Europe and elsewhere around the world. And I always think about how it is that they approach things. First of all, they're the best consultants, but they have to speak the language. So Valerie speaks French, David speaks Spanish. And I've said to both of them on any number of occasions, how is it to listen to this? Is it as engaging as we find it here? And a lot of the comeback is about the emotions, because Europeans, about most other areas of the world, frankly, show their emotions more dramatically than do we.
And they're more apt to talk about relationships and soap operas as a result of that.
Yes, they do. There's much more intriguing, if that's what it is, the mores, the standards of people who are in public life, whether they be actors, actresses, musicians. It really is amazing to see how focused we, I don't like to do a lot of that on my program, because people are interested, I'm doing more and more. But it becomes the sum and substance of much of what they talk about. They love gossip in England. My God.
Yeah, huge. It's huge. But some of these foreign language countries, even in the United States, in their media, are far more emotional. Watch Spanish language soap operas. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know what they're talking about, they're fascinating. They're so over the top emotional.
All right, I want to ask you, you bring up something, what the foreign programming, the spoken word foreign programming actually has for content. Do we know what they say? Does the FCC pay any attention to these foreign broadcasters? We'll pursue that with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine in a moment here on The Countdown.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
A few years ago, Los Angeles County decided to ban any throwing, kicking, or rolling of beach balls, footballs, frisbees, or anything larger than 10 inches on all their Pacific Coast beaches. Of course, lifeguards are there to make sure such games do not endanger others. But beyond safety, do we really need government to regulate frisbees? Fortunately, citizens in L.A. looked through the lens of liberty and decided to defend freedom. They took the case to the county commissioners and persuaded them to relax the rules, once again leaving citizens free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness in their own way. We the people can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators January Flooring Sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like Gunstock Oak up to 50% off. Plus get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES is the home for new consumer electronics and is now underway in Las Vegas. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with exhibitors for his tech roundup. Mario, what's new at CES this year?
TVs are the big talk, Al. Samsung's new KS9500 SUHD TV is here. It has quantum dot display and high dynamic range technology for true-to-life picture quality, stunning brightness, and a higher level of contrast between those light and dark images to easily watch TV during the day or with the lights on. And MasterCard is making it easier for you to make your payments on the go from devices like fitness bands, fashion accessories, and more. And now they've introduced a new shopping app called Groceries by MasterCard to order groceries from Samsung's connected fridge. Next, Alcatel OneTouch Fierce XL with Windows 10 was introduced. It has built-in Microsoft Office, Cortana, the voice-activated personal assistant, and Kids Corner feature so parents can manage what their kids can access on the phone. That's available soon at T-Mobile. The Samsung Portable SSD T3 is launching early this year. The T3 is an external solid-state drive with up to 2 terabytes of storage, a sleek metal design that's smaller than a credit card. Their Android app lets you securely manage your content anytime, anywhere. And the Lumix ZS100 by Panasonic. This is a camera that's small enough to fit in your pocket, but has features like a powerful 10x zoom, a 1-inch sensor, and 4K photo. You can capture a high-resolution photo by extracting a single frame from your 4K video recording.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to killerapps.tv.
All right, so here we have a couple of minutes left here with Michael Harrison from the services of Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher. We were talking about what gets broadcast on foreign language stations in our country, and how do we really know what they're saying? We have the FCC climbing all over radio stations these days because they're offensive and the fines are outrageous, and it seems like a joke, actually, to broadcasters like you and me. It really is. It's just more government incursion. But then nobody pays any attention to the foreign language broadcasts, and people have told me there's all kinds of outrageous stuff that goes on these shows, on these stations.
Well, there's a simple answer to that. The FCC does not sit there listening, looking for dirty words. The FCC only responds to complaints. If you and I suddenly throw off a whole string of profanities right now on this program, and nobody complains, we will get away with it.
Yeah, I know. Jesus. Oh,
so obviously,
God.
Nobody's complaining in the Spanish language speaking world when they hear these dirty words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what about the Korean programs and the Chinese programs and the there are Middle Eastern programs?
Could you imagine Chinese listeners calling the FCC to complain that some dirty Chinese word was on their radio station?
That's why this whole thing is so foolish.
The lifeline of a station that speaks their language. They're immigrants. They're living in a community that's foreign to them, and they have this little AM radio station full of static speaking their language and giving them lifeline information. They're not going to complain about poo-poo caca.
No. Poo-poo caca.
Yeah, poo-poo, that's a Chinese word.
That's didn't that poo? Don't you have poo-poo on the? Isn't it,
don't start.
And
don't start. We're gonna get complaints.
Oh my God, this is so funny. People are funny, and this is a wonderful business. It's funny. It's still a lot of fun. You can tell by listening to Michael and I. We love what we do, and we love this format. And it's just such a hoot sometimes to. I have people taking themselves so seriously. Hello, it's only radio. Nobody gets hurt. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com with me, Doug Steffen, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is with us. He comes on board whenever we have questions about legal issues. I also said in my prior remarks about him, the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website dedicated to informing people about the dangers of scams. Just for a moment, Steve, talk about the sorts of things that were new this year and what people have to guard themselves against starting in this new year, because these people are very creative, as we know.
Yeah, one of the worst is, you know, I think what Mark Twain said, the opposite of progress is Congress. And so Congress passed a law at the end of the year, didn't get a lot of play in the media, to allow private collection companies to collect income taxes on behalf of the IRS. So what this means is people will now legitimately be getting calls from collection companies collecting on behalf of the IRS. Now, for the last few years, we've been telling people, and hundreds of thousands of people have fallen for this scam of someone being called. They say they're from the IRS, and you got to pay immediately, or there's going to be some jail penalty or financial penalty. Well, now we always used to say, well, just you ignore them because the IRS will never call you. However, Congress decided against the IRS's wishes because this kind of a program has been done before twice. It didn't work. It didn't bring in money, but they're doing it again, and it's going to make a lot of people susceptible to scams, as the scammers will also be calling saying that they're from the IRS and you got to pay. So the way around it is, no matter how legit it sounds, if you get a call, if you think there may be something to it, you contact the IRS, and good luck in getting a phone number because they don't answer their phone.
Right, exactly. All right, a couple of million Americans who are hooked on prescription painkillers may have some relief. Actually, last year, about 250, 260 million prescriptions written for painkillers. If you do the math, it's almost one for every American. It certainly would cover every American adult. So in West Virginia, they're trying to solve this problem, allowing addicts to sue the doctors who get them hooked. How much of a chance do they have at winning in this case?
You know, when you first listen to this, Doug, it sounds like it's something that's in the realm of the bizarre. But the more you look into it, and the more abuse that there is by physicians of just churning out drug prescriptions to people without really examining the people, monitoring the people, getting informed consent from these people, yeah, this is something that is going to be cracked down on, both to save people's lives and to save some money. So I do think there is some real legal basis to this. You know, it can obviously be done to the extreme, and not everyone who has become hooked on drugs is going to be able to successfully sue their physician, nor should they be able to be. On the other hand, there are physicians who are improperly diagnosing and prescribing these drugs, and what they're doing is medical malpractice, and they should be legally held responsible. So there'll be some of the outrageous stories on the sides of, gee, this poor doctor is getting sued by someone who, a patient that played the system, but there are going to be plenty of bad doctors who have been just hooking people on these drugs for money that are going to find themselves hooked in court.
West Virginia has the highest rate of overdose deaths in the country. And so,
could this go back to the pharmaceutical companies to get the doctors to try and push their drugs on these people?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was thinking the same thing, kind of, Rich, when there have been some cases that are in their infancy against the gun manufacturers' companies, because what they do is they will flood certain states where it's real easy to get guns with more guns than those states can use, then knowing that there's going to be black marketing these guns up to other states. Well, yeah, I think there is going to be looked into some responsibility of the manner in which the drug manufacturers themselves are manufacturing so many, understanding that there really isn't a legitimate market for as many as they're pushing out. So it'll be a tougher case, but this is something that I think the federal government does have the stomach to do, and actually I applaud them for it.
All right, 30 seconds on the Oregon standoff. Legality.
Yeah, the legality part's easy. They don't have a right to be there, and a little forbearance to, you know, wait them out is probably going to be the best thing. But there really should be some kind of examination of what kinds of uses of public land the public are able to do.
Thank you, because we paid for it. Thank you. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with an overview of some of the items of interest and import legally this week, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.